mighty move of the Spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration, and you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit, and I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Something new is coming. Listen, but it requires you to rest. Not to come and get it. I come to get all I can. Well, I understand. But there's a place where you need to learn how to rest. Instead of trying to get everything, you know, you don't want your blessing, give it to me, I'll take it. You're trying to get everybody's blessing. No, instead of that, learn how to surrender. How many can really say, Lord, your will be done, and really mean it? Some say, your will be done, except, Lord, your will be done, but don't touch that, Lord. Don't go there. Don't ask me to do that. See, it's in that place, in this, in relation to our search for the real you. It's in that quiet place where it's you and the Lord and yourself. I got a question. How many, and don't lie, I'd ask for hands to go up or nothing. How many have ever, when's the last time you sat at least a half an hour by yourself without checking your phone every 2 minutes, without music playing, without a bunch of sensual stimulation, just sat? I can guarantee you a whole lot of people have never done that, won't do that, because they're afraid of themselves. They're afraid of who they really are. They've never come to really come to grips with who they really are. They don't like themselves. Amen. But see, when you take that time for union with God and that alone time, see, God has to not separate you, but set you apart. Anybody he's going to use, anybody he's going to develop, elevate, he's got to set you apart. See, because you're so used to people, some people don't do good at all except in the crowd. Get them alone. Yeah. They don't know what to do. Got to call somebody, got to talk to somebody. Turn TV on, got to do something. Find out who that critter is. Who is that fella? Who's that lady? Because it's there that you begin to discover the real you. You got to find out who you are. So that you can begin to deal with you and allow God through surrender to fashion and shape you for your destiny and bring purpose out in you. How much do you want it? We say we love him. We come to church. But do you come to him? When you leave out of this hall here, and you get in the vestibule, are you still coming to him? Or did you leave him in here? Go take care of your business. See, in this fast-paced world that we live in, this is a challenge to slow yourself down. But see, heaven has a cadence, a frequency, a rhythm. You hear people say, we walk to the beat of a different drum. Some of us need to learn that, to walk to the beat of a different drum, to be the unique you, the person that God made you. Not what people have labeled you. Not what people have defined you as. Some of us in here need to learn how to say no. Say no to some things. Amen? Okay. Let's dig a little deeper here. Something new is coming that requires you to rest. A fresh anointing. I'll call it a double portion, and I'll even go as far as to say there's another mantle that God wants to put on you. You know, we get a number of prophetic words in our prayer meetings, and I have a lot of people write them down, and I won't always, you know, acknowledge them, but I want to say this. Sometimes you'll hear some of your prophetic word in a message. Amen, because that's how we build. You'll hear it in a message. Someone dropped a word here recently about the changing of the guard. There's a changing of the guard. And it relates to Genesis 28 through 32. Just write it down. But about Jacob, when Jacob was running for his life from Laban, and on the other end, he was running towards Esau, in other words, it was double trouble. Laban was going to try to kill him and beat him down, and he just knew Esau was going to kill him because Esau threatened to kill him anyway. But God arrested Laban. When Laban got close to him, God gave him a dream and said, you better not touch him. He said, don't touch him. So he kind of cut Laban off. But the story is Jacob went to sleep in Bethel, and we've talked about that many occasions. He went to sleep in Bethel and he had a dream of a ladder. We know it as Jacob's ladder. At the top of the ladder was the Lord, and angels were ascending, and there were angels who were descending. Isn't that interesting? Once God showed me that in a very unique way. You know, before you were saved, I believe this. Now you do research on it. You don't have to believe this. I believe before you got saved, there were angels that were assigned to you. Amen. Amen. Because you were already marked by God. But I call them hood angels. You know, they don't mind going in the tavern with you when you went in the tavern. You know, they fought the street fights for you. They were there when you were dealing the drugs, you know. They knew how to just keep you alive. I earnestly believe that. When I look back on my life and think things over and see, had it not been for the goodness of them hood angels watching over this soul, where would I be now? I wouldn't be. But what are we talking about? There were angels that were ascending. In other words, Jacob's life was about to change. There was a shift. There was something coming. he didn't know about. But God had already marked him as prophetic. He was carrying in his loins the 12 tribes. So at that juncture at Bethel, when he had that dream, angels left him and another host came to him. Because we read where God allowed Jacob to see him. And Jacob said, this is none other than the host of God, the angels of God. And he called them Mahanaim, which means two hosts. Two hosts. A host had left, but another host had come. I believe these were the ones that were to lead him into destiny. How many know there are angels over nations? And they differ in assignments as it pertains to nations. I believe this second host came. And in this prophetic word, what was said is that you all remember the tsunami wave that we saw. That's all years ago out here in the inlet right here in Fort Pierce. It was a tsunami wave. First said that the wave had stopped. It was standing still. But while it stood still, there were angels. And the angel had a baton. And it was handing it to another angel. Everything that was in the baton was your guilt, your sickness, your disease, your infirmity, your lack, everything. He was handing it to the other angel. In other words, the guard was changing. See, that angel kept you while you had all that stuff. While you dealt with, while you struggled with all that stuff, that angel was still watching over you. You don't even know how you made it out. It was the angels. You don't know how you got by. It was the angels. You don't know how you woke up and here you are parked in your driveway. It was the angels. You don't know how you got dragged into your house. You were as drunk as a skunk, but you wound up in your bed. It was the angels. You don't know how that, but it was the angels. Now that angel's taking that baton and saying, no, take it now. That season is over with. They're coming into a new season now. Matter of fact, we're going to change their name. Tell somebody, my name been changed. In the spirit realm, your name is changed. When he passed the baton to the second angel, the water started again. God stopped time for you. Said it can't happen without them. They are part of this new move. They are part of the remnant. They are part of the forerunners. So we got to stop this till the baton is changed. How many know a Kairos time has taken place? Are y'all ain't hear me? This is not an anniversary. It's a transformation. It's not just an anniversary. It's a restoration. It's not just an anniversary. It's a revival. It's not just an anniversary. It's a breaking through. There's another level. There's another dimension. Amen. Two hosts. Jacob wound up wrestling with one of them. And the angel was in amazement that he couldn't get away from him. See, angels know the frequencies. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. He said, I ain't letting you go till you bless me.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.